Boy, the Attorney General, William Tong, has been very busy this week. We've got investigations into high grocery prices, expanding a lawsuit against Optimum, demands for improvements for continuous increases in energy costs, and opposing the proposed sale of Aquarion Water Company to Regional Water Authority, and gathering bipartisan opposition to address this before PURA makes a big decision this month. We have a lot to talk about in just so little time. Attorney General William Tong joining us back on the show. Welcome back, Attorney General.
Good morning, Melissa. Yeah, sorry so much in such a compressed timetable.
That's okay. We're going to get right into it. Let's start with...
Let's go.
You widened your investigation into the state's high grocery prices, including sending letters to five major food distributors operating in the state. Talk about this.
Yeah, I kind of knew this all along, but I had to take this step by step. And we did a thorough investigation of grocery stores at the retail level here in Connecticut. You know, didn't really find any evidence of unusual pricing or, you know, obviously we didn't find any price gouging. So we didn't find that our local retailers who are our local business people, you know, small business people, many of them, that they're doing anything that would warrant further action. But if we suspect that it's further up the chain, and this is what we're hearing from our retailers, is that they're getting charged higher prices by their wholesalers and distributors. So we're going up the chain and we're going after them to see, to understand what's happening at that level.
Okay. I mean, is there anything that can be done? I mean, obviously, it's always a trickle-down effect, right? But is there a way to... I mean, dare I say, you know, if you got to cut the head off the snake to stop it from continuing to attack, do we know sort of where we can attack this and fix the problem?
I think it's a lot of things, as you can imagine. And if there are any one solution, any one simple answer, we would have done it already. Right. So I think one of the things I'm really concerned about is this phenomenon called shrinkflation.
Yes.
That's the name people have given it. And the best example of shrinkflation I can give you is look in the bottom of your peanut butter jar. Why is there a dimple in the bottom of your peanut butter jar? And
I don't know.
And the reason why is because you can't tell when you look at the jar on the shelf that it has less peanut butter. But if you look underneath, there's the dimple, and the dimple, you know, reduces the amount of volume in the jar, and they have to fill it with less peanut butter. So I'm concerned that's happening with processed foods, snack foods, and so that's why I'm going up the chain.
Okay. And again, Attorney General William Tong is here. On to the next item, demanding improvements, I would think, for the continued increases for energy costs. So PURA just gave the go-ahead for UI to up its prices, and it did, actually, starting November 1st, and we've got a lot of UI customers, especially here in Fairfield County, who are not happy about that one.
Yeah, well, UI and Eversource are not happy with me because I keep opposing them and fighting hard against them. They wanted so much more money than they got, and unfortunately, we had a draft decision that gave them a fraction of what they wanted, and then the final decision, they gave them a bit more. So we're fighting hard against UI and Eversource and their demand for ever more millions of dollars. And they're obviously very angry at me and at their regulators. And there's been a lot of drama around PURA, the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority. As far as I'm concerned, the utilities have been very effective at turning their fire on their regulators and driving one of their regulators out of town. And as a result, prices are going up. Nobody should be surprised by that. So I'm fighting hard against them. The Consumer Council is fighting hard against them. Since I became Attorney General, we've stopped them from getting as much as $700 million more from ratepayers. And I'm never going to stop fighting for ratepayers.
Attorney General, I'm wondering what your thoughts are on eliminating the public benefits. That's something that has been proposed a lot. I believe the GOP here in Connecticut actually sent you a letter about that.
Yeah, that is one gigantic misrepresentation. It's so misleading that I think people routinely tell lies about the public benefits charge. Let me tell you the truth about the public benefits charge. Number one is a lot of it is attributable to the deal that the state cut with our nuclear power plant, Millstone. So what people don't realize is that half of our power comes from Millstone. And when I was in the legislature, you know, roughly 10 years ago, Millstone came to us and said, if you don't pay us what we want, we're going to shut this power plant down. It was almost like a ransom. You know, we're going to shut this thing down unless you lock in a contract that pays us what we want. And I voted against that deal in the legislature. Here's the truth about that deal. Sometimes it's good for us and sometimes it's bad, right? You set the price of energy at a certain level. And depending on where other sources of energy are, like natural gas, if natural gas is high, Millstone, you know, is good for us. If natural gas is low, Millstone is bad for us. So a big chunk of the public benefits charge is that Millstone deal that we're locked into largely because we have to be. The other part.
But how long do we have to be locked into that? I mean, it sounds like you're against that then.
We're locked in for a long time. I'm sitting here right now at 7:40 in the morning. I don't know exactly when it ends, but we're locked into for a good long
time. So we literally can't do anything about public benefits. We can't.
Well,
let me
talk about the other two things.
Yeah.
Okay. The other things are like renewables, right? And I don't think most people that I talk to want us to move towards renewables, right? Because we know that fossil fuels are not sustainable. They're really dirty. They're really expensive. And so, yeah, I mean, I think we've made a policy choice that wind is good, right? Solar is good. So that's part of it. And then the other part of it is, let's be honest here, right? During COVID, there were a lot of people who are at risk of getting their power shut off, including seniors, people who are disabled, and many people who are listening now had trouble making their ends meet and paying the bills. And we said, we're not going to shut their power off. We're going to cover them during COVID, and we're not going to, you know, basically cut them off so they have no heat, no hot water, you know, and their kids couldn't go to school over Zoom. And would anybody listening say, screw them? We should have just let them rot and die.
No,
right?
We were
going to step in and take care of our neighbors in a catastrophe.
Totally.
And so there's a cost associated with that. And so I'm tired of my Republican friends saying, it's all the public benefits charge. Well, what would you guys have done?
Right? I mean,
totally
the only thing,
your neighbors and throw them off their electricity.
No, but I do. But I do think, you know, and I always use this as a concrete example. We've got the attorney general here that I have, you know, our afternoon host, Paul Pacelli, lives in Wallingford. So he is not an Eversource or a UI customer. So he didn't have to pay for any of that. But I had to because I'm a UI customer. So I think that's the bigger thing is nobody should have been suffering, certainly. But why was it only the population of Eversource and UI customers who had to foot the bill on that versus why didn't we just share across the state of Connecticut?
Well, I can't speak to how the mechanics of that work, except to say that if you have a municipal power authority, you know, you have a different setup and a different arrangement. And by and large, the majority of us are served by, and I am too, I'm served by Eversource, by the big utilities, the electric distribution companies.
Yeah, I do think that is a fair thing to ask the question of, you know, I don't think anybody should suffer, but I do think it's not fair to just allow people who do not use Eversource or UI to just not have to. And the other thing too, like I agree with you.
Yeah,
I think
can I just say something though?
Sure.
Melissa? Like we need to be honest about these things though. And sometimes we are not. Often we are not. There's a cost associated with that. To be fair to the utilities, there's a cost associated with making sure that our neighbors don't lose their power in the middle of an emergency. Who can't afford to pay. There's a cost associated with my fight right now to preserve SNAP, right? The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food stamps. But I think most people would agree with me. We're not going to let children go hungry.
Of course not. I agree.
Well, not everybody agrees with that, to be fair. There are a lot of people who say, not my problem. I don't want to pay for health care for people who are sick and don't have access to health care. And I don't want to, that's their own fault. And I don't want to pay for people that whose children are starving. Well, I don't agree with that. That's
okay.
Not how I was raised.
Okay. And so we have Attorney General William Tong here, and I know that time is of the essence, unfortunately. So I do want to go to the other couple of things. So we've got the proposed sale of the Aquarion Water Company to the Regional Water Authority. I know that's something you and many others oppose as well, especially here in Fairfield County.
Terrible. I mean, basically, they're trying to unload this thing into another entity. It seems like a lot of, you know, corporate moving and shaking. What we know is that the experts tell us that as soon as this, as soon as Aquarion is put into another entity, into another corporation, you know, basically what's going to happen is rates are going to go up. And it's bad for the towns in Fairfield County. It's bad for ratepayers. I oppose it. Most of the mayors in our area oppose it. Eversource makes a lot of money off the deal. It's no good.
And so you're going to be doing a press conference actually on Monday. And I saw a lot of bipartisan, I'd say, supporters of that. You've got the current mayor, Laura Hoidick, who's going to be there. Vicky Tesoro for select woman of Trumbull. So looking forward to that and seeing what comes of that, because Pura is making a big decision on this later this month. Last thing, you just expanded your lawsuit against Optimum.
Oh my gosh. What a ripoff. So they are hiding, not past tense. They are still hiding a charge called the network enhancement fee, an NEF, whatever the hell that means, on our bills that we have no choice to pay. We have to pay. Number one, it started at $2.50. It's up to $6 now, and it doesn't enhance anything. You know, you could imagine some, obviously, these days, and I don't understand all the technology mumbo-jumbo. You can pay more for faster speeds, right? But this isn't a pay more for better service. This isn't a pay more for a network enhancement. It's a pay because we told you to, and it's hidden in your bill. And so it's outrageous, and that's why we've sued them. They've got to stop charging this fee. They've got to pay customers back. They've got to stop lying about it. They say, by the way, you can get internet for life for like $64.99, but they don't tell you about the network enhancement fee that keeps going up. And they've advertised the Spanish language speakers. And so the whole thing about how great their service is in Spanish, but the disclaimers about the truth about all this, including the network enhancement fee, is in English.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's not done coincidentally. And I think there was
I think there was
just a lawsuit win for another state, I believe, with Optimum specifically. I feel like that just happened. So
it's terrible. You can't treat consumers that way, and that this is the unfortunately to say, this is the bread and butter everyday work of the Austin Attorney General, and there's no shortage of it.
And I know the lawsuit initiated in May of 2024. Have they committed at all to paying back?
No, they talk about, hey, what if we did this? What if we did that? How about you stop charging this fee and give customers their money back? How about that?
Yeah. Attorney General William Tong, always appreciate getting your time. I know you've got to go, so thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. That's Attorney General William Tong here on WICC.